O God of my fathers, who hast made all things with thy word, give me wisdom, that sitteth by thy throne, and reject me not from among thy children. For though a man be never so perfect among the children of men, yet if thy wisdom be not with him, he shall be nothing regarded. For wisdom was with thee, which knoweth thy works, and was present when thou madest the world, and knew what was acceptable in thy sight, and right in thy commandments. O send her out of thy holy heavens, and from the throne of thy glory, that, being present, she may labour with me, that I may know what is pleasing unto thee. For she knoweth and understandeth all things, and she shall lead me soberly in my doings, and preserve me in her power. So shall my works be acceptable. For who can think what the will of the Lord is, and thy counsel who hath known, except thou give wisdom and send thy Holy Spirit from above. So the ways of them who lived on earth were reformed, and men were taught the things that are pleasing unto thee, and were saved through wisdom. From the 9th chapter of the book of the Wisdom of Solomon. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that which is to be born of thee shall be called holy, the Son of God. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. From the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Well, good morning, everyone. There is a thing confusedly formed, born before heaven and earth, silent and void. It stands alone and does not change, goes round and does not weary. It is capable of being the mother of the world. I know not its name, so I style it the way. I give it the makeshift name of the great, being great. It is further described as receding. Receding, it is described as far away. Being far away, it is described as turning back. So, it's an interesting little passage. It comes from the Lao Tzu, so it's not exactly Christian, but it does help us to understand something about who Mary is on a more cosmic level. You see, we light all these candles, that's Mary on a cosmic level. All that stuff out of Revelation that we quote in order to be able to have the sea of glass and the four beasts with eyes before and behind, all comes out of Revelation. And it's talking not so much about Mary the mother, so much as Mary the great mother. So the assumption of Mary, which we celebrate today, is that of Mary being taken up into heaven, somewhat akin to the ascension. Not the ascension, but somewhat akin to the ascension. Celebrated every August 15th, and so we're in the octave. That was Monday just gone, by the way. Now, our first reading today is from the Wisdom of Solomon, and the second reading is from the first chapter of Luke. And I want to go into some important points around these readings. We'll start with Luke first. Luke gives some interesting details, including something about Nazareth, which we know never actually existed at the time, so that may be a later copyist or a signal that all is not as it seems. Mary, a virgin, is named as a spouse to Joseph of the house of David. Gabriel arrives and gives news of the impending pregnancy of Mary. Mary, after some short period of trepidation, accepts her fate with the statement, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." So there are some anomalies which we need to look at. Mary is a virgin. This is the obvious anomaly. Mary is a virgin, and yet she is told by Gabriel she is with child. How do we make sense of this? First of all, Gabriel. Start with the easy bit. Gabriel is often translated God is mighty or God's might. Now, the interesting thing about the word Gabriel is it comes from Geburah, El, which is that Geburah word is the same word from the last part of the Hebraic rendering of the Lord's Prayer. Vegeburah, vegedula, leholam, amen, which means the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Vegeburah, the power. Vegedula, the glory. Leholam, forever and ever. Amen is obviously amen. Geburah El, Gabriel, means the power of the Lord. And while Gabriel is also associated with the moon, it also means that Gabriel is in some way associated with the Holy Spirit. God's power in the world and messenger to this woman of her pregnancy. God's power in the world is the Holy Spirit, is it not? Now, why would the moon be part of informing the woman of her pregnancy? However, both Mary and the Holy Spirit are feminine, and feminine creatures do not conceive by other feminine creatures. When did a woman ever conceive by a woman? Although these days, the archons are attempting to bring such nonsense into being with their transgender, transhumanist, anti-humanism. In fact, no power could defile Mary, and this is the way that she is virgin. She made the powers defile themselves. Mary, as we shall soon see, is Sophia, the wisdom, which is why I suspect we have this reading from the Wisdom of Solomon. Her assumption into heaven, then, is the return back into the wellspring of emptiness from which she came. She is the paragon of self-emptying. Our epistle has wisdom sitting by thy throne and was present when thou madest the world, asking that the Lord send her out and labor with the speaker, presumably Solomon, that he may know what is pleasing to thee, to the Lord, because she knows and understands all things. And who can know what is right except that thou give wisdom and send thy Holy Spirit from above? So I take this to mean that Mary is this wisdom given
and an aspect of Holy Spirit sent forth to show us what is right. Mary is not conceived of the Holy Spirit. That is to say, Jesus is not conceived by Mary and the Holy Spirit. But rather, Mary is the Holy Spirit made manifest. She is not a virgin in the normal sense, but virgin spirit, the breath of the Lord. She came into this world to be the handmaid of the Lord, then the mother of Jesus. Then she was assumed back into heaven, where she belonged and from whence she came. As mother of Jesus, she is the woman Mary who bore him in her womb, so by water and blood he came. But he certainly had an earthly father, or why would he need to talk about his father in heaven if he did not also have an earthly one? We say Jesus is a son of Joseph of the house of David, meaning that he is a watcher or keeper of the law, called in common parlance Samaritan, son of Joseph. That's what the sons of Joseph were, the Samaritans, of royal blood, house of David. Calling on images from Genesis and Isaiah. That's why both Matthew and Luke make a big deal of his lineage from David through Joseph. Not because he really had such a lineage, but because they wanted to associate Jesus with these Hebraic heroes, and in particular, Joseph and David, thereby encoding in his nature that he was Mashiach Shemira, Samaritan Messiah. Or Samaritan, the Watcher Messiah. Mary is both the mortal woman and the Virgin Virgo, sheaf of spicker, wheat, in her right hand, Queen of Heaven, Lady clothed in the sun, rising in the east, exactly 6 months after Pisces. That's that reference to the sixth month that we hear in the Gospel. Incidentally, this lady clothed in the sun with a crown of 12 stars and the moon under her feet bore a child on September 24th, 2017 in the Southern Hemisphere and September 23rd in the Northern Hemisphere when Jupiter, who had spent exactly 9 months within her body, quickening, passed out of her belly between her legs. That actually happened in the heavens in 2017. Who would have thought? And the main thing Mary demonstrates to us as wisdom is she empties herself. That is what is so admirable about her. She accepts her role as a servant of the Most High without a trace of resistance. As a friend of mine once said to me when I asked her why she kept letting people take advantage of her, "They think I am easy, and I am easy in a way, but I am not easy like they think. I know what they are doing, even though they think they are tricking me. But I am willing to let them think they are tricking me, because I can take it, and they can't." Doesn't that tell you everything? How great must you have to be able to take everything the world gives you? So speaks the Holy Spirit, which I consider to be one with the great Tao. The way is broad, reaching left as well as right. The myriad creatures depend on it for life, yet it claims no authority. It accomplishes its task, yet lays claim to no merit. It clothes and feeds the myriad creatures, yet lays no claim to being their master. Forever free of desire, it can be called small. Yet as it lays no claim to being master when the myriad creatures turn to it, it can be called great. It is because it never attempts itself to become great that it succeeds in becoming great. I would that we were all like my friend, that we can take what is given to us because we can. Those who are good, I treat as good. Those who are not good, I also treat as good. In so doing, I gain in goodness. Those who are of good faith, I have faith in. Those who are lacking in good faith, I also have faith in. In so doing, I gain in good faith. So anyway, if you want to be like Jesus, you must first learn to be like Mary. She who can take the bitterness of this life without rancor and turn it into joy. Can you do that? That is what we must ask ourselves. Can I do that? Can I be like that? If so, then you do indeed walk with wisdom, the unspotted mirror of his power and the image of his goodness. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Thank you.